Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And to talk about maybe his reaction to this deal, he had some very nice things to say about Shedeur Sanders and his evaluation of Shedeur, not just on the field as his physical talent, but as a leader. He is longtime NFL executive and scout, former NFL GM. Scott McLuhan joins us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. I am not the biggest Brock Purdy fan in the world compared to what he just got paid. I think other people might be kinder than I am to him. When you see 5 years, $265 million, 181 guaranteed for Brock Purdy, what's your reaction?
Surprised. Very surprised.
Do you think
especially
they...
go ahead. Well, I was going to say, especially the way he played last year. I mean, I didn't come out of college. I watched him. Hell, he played 6 years in college, you know, so I scouted him multiple years. And, he's been exceeded my expectations pretty much, but still, the cap's going up. I get it. And everybody's getting paid. Quarterbacks are getting paid more and more and more. But, yeah, I'm with you. I don't see a franchise guy.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, 2 years ago, he was fourth in MVP. He led the league in passer rating. He had all these numbers. But then, you know, you usually don't get worse from year two to year three. You can really see how someone was just dependent on the guys around him more than it was him making plays.
100%. You know, I've been around a Hall of Fame quarterback, probably another Hall of Fame quarterback, and they could do it on their own. And they took games over. And I've been around like a Matt Hasselbeck when I was in Seattle, and he was as good as the guys around him. And that's 75% to 80% of the NFL, you know, with the quarterbacks. You know, he's not going to go out there and light it up. He's not a strong arm guy. He's a finesse thrower. You know, he's got throwing time. And if he's in a running game, you can get after him because he's an average athlete at best. But good for him. Good for him. I pull for players, but I don't see it. No.
Scott,
I'll never do that.
Scott McLuhan on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So one of the reasons why I want to have you on here is we saw you on the Pac-Man Jones show. And just for those who have maybe not heard the clips that we had earlier in the show, you have a strong write-up and a strong feeling about Shedeur. Can you share us kind of your evaluation on him?
Well, yeah. He's a football player. You know, He made an average team, probably less than average team, good to better each year. And I think he'll do that with any organization he's in the NFL. You know, if he's with Cleveland for 10 years, I think he'll make him better. But the thing about it is, I saw him play. I was at a game live. And I stayed on sidelines the whole time just to pay attention to him because I worked for a couple teams in the NFL and they need a quarterback and all that. So I just stood there and watched him when fourth down, boom, he's on the sideline, okay? What's he doing? He's going to his O-lineman. He's going to his running backs. He's going to his receivers, you know, and just talking football, you know, and you could tell they all looked at him. They all listened to him. He was a leader, by far, the leader. And, you know, the thing about him falling in the draft, it, I mean, I get it. It's not fun for him or the family or whatever. But still, it doesn't matter where you get drafted. It matters what you do once you get in the league, plain and simple. You know, I've had first rounders that failed. I've had seventh rounders that have been all pros, you know. And I think with his demeanor, and second of all, he's got talent. Watch it. I gave him a first round grade, you know, and I just don't throw those around like they're anything. I might give 12 to 15 a year at most, you know. And I thought, in my opinion, he was the best quarterback when it's all said and done in this draft. He had no running game. He had no offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy still produced big time. I mean, he put up big time numbers, you know, and I think, you know, they're like, well, he's not the great athlete. I'm like, well, who are you comparing him to? His dad? Of course not. But if you're comparing him to NFL quarterbacks, he's at least average. He's probably better than average. You know, he got sacked so many times. I'm like, yeah, well, he had two guys on each side chasing him. I mean, what do you expect him to do? He's trying to get out of harm's way, you know. But, yeah, no, I honestly think just in his demeanor and his mentality and his throwing motion and his arm strength and the fact that, you know, he's not a bad athlete. He's not, I'm telling you. And you guys will find that out soon. You'll find it out real soon. It's you know, and the way he acted on the sideline is the way you want a quarterback to react. Because, like I said, I've been around with some really good ones. And they always had control of the offense on the sideline or on the field. And he has that it factor. And that's going to be huge for him.
So, yeah, I want to touch more on the actual, you know, the traits that you see from an actual quarterback standpoint. But before we do that, the demeanor, you really highlighted the demeanor and some of the things you liked seeing just even on the sidelines. Does it remind you at all the demeanor, the mentality, how people gravitated towards him of Baker Mayfield? I remember in 2018 when John Dorsey used you as a consultant here with the Browns and you guys identified Baker. And that was an absolute home run of a hit, in my opinion. Is the similarities there for you between Baker and Shador in that respect?
Yes, 100%. 100%. I'll never forget, I was at Baker's workout at OU, and, you know, all the players there early, stretching, doing whatever, and he came walking in, and they all started snapping their fingers. I'm like, what are they doing? I was talking to the head coach. I'm like, what are they doing?
The Pied Piper.
That means the leader's here. It's time to go. You know, and I saw the same thing on the sideline with Shadir from the standpoint where everybody listened to him. When he said something, they're all looking at him. Eye to eye. And I said this on the podcast, and I know everybody knows this, but I'll never forget Travis Hunter. There's a ball thrown, and Shadir missed it in his third down. And Travis put his hands in the air like he was pissed off. He jumped his tail on the sideline. He put his finger right in his face. He says, "You never do that."
Scott.
Amazing.
Oh, sorry about that, friend. You've been a part. I mean, even, you know, in your consulting time, I mean, you've just been such a huge part of evaluating quarterbacks. Obviously, you grew up as a scout in the legendary Green Bay organization, and you got experience around Holmgren and you've been part of so many great quarterback decisions. Is there a through line? Like, what are the things that the quarterbacks that you've been a part of drafting or assessing that have worked out? Is there a through line for those guys?
Yeah, it's the it factor. It's the fact that they are respected by all their teammates, but they know how to keep it clean, you know, but they also have leadership and understand in the fourth quarter. I'll never forget when I was in Green Bay, we'd be down 14 points with 5 minutes left. And I'm like, we're going to win. They're like, how can you say that? I said, we got Brett Favre. Watch. And we would. I mean, it's just that it factor. It's just something that's very unique. And the thing about what we with Shadir is the fact that he's been through adversity. You know, I mean, Jackson State, fine, whatever. Comes to see you. You know, it's not easy early. You know, I mean, him and his dad, and the only reason he's here is because of his dad. But I'm telling you, he's a tough son of a gun now. He took a whooping at Colorado, a whooping in the backfield, you know what I'm saying, with sacks and stuff. And he never, ever backed down, ever. You know, and he just kept stepping to the plate, you know. And I'm really impressed with him just as a person he is, not so much a football player he is. And don't get me wrong, the talent's important. Arm strength's important. He's got tons of arm strength. He's fine. Everybody says, well, he's got average arm strength. No, he doesn't. No, he's not Brett Favre of arm strength, but he's got fine. But just the fact that he went through a lot, you know, when he was in everybody's, you know, the lights. He was the main guy. He's has to do this, has to do that, has to do this every week. And the son of a gun never backed down. Never one time backed down. And that's what I respected so much.
Why is it you think that he did end up falling to the fifth round then?
You know, I really don't know. I mean, my personal opinion is the fact that what's coming with him, which you guys are going to love on your side. But it's just the circus of the media, you know. And every day the head coaches have to talk about him, you know. Is he going to start and not start? When's he going to start? You know, that type of stuff, which I could care less about. But I'm not one doing the press conferences every day, you know. But it wasn't because of talent. I promise you that. It was not because of talent. And it wasn't medical. He has no red flags, background, off the field, nothing. Nothing. He's a good kid, really good kid.
Scott, go ahead, bud.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We always have the debate with every quarterback that gets drafted about the value of playing right away versus sitting. When you watch Shador, do you see a guy that could benefit from a time on the bench, or do you think he's ready to just kind of plug and play?
I think he's ready to right now. Let's go. I think because, you know, with his father, you know, they ran the spread. Don't get me wrong. All colleges do 3-4 receiver sets, all that stuff. But his dad's taught him what he looked at in quarterbacks when he was playing that were good and why they were good. You know, which ones are going to challenge him, which ones won't challenge him. I think if he hits it and gets it, it's the same thing we did in Seattle. We took Russell Wilson. Everybody's like, you know, we just signed Flynn. We gave him $8 million or whatever, you know. And all of a sudden Russell comes in the first 2 weeks of training camp. I'm like, it's not even close. And then Pete Carroll comes on and says, he's our starter, you know, and he just took off. You know, I could see that happening. I honestly could.
Do you know anything about Dylan Gabriel at all? The third round pick that the Browns ended up taking out of Oregon.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think about him? Do you think a lot of his traits, when Stefanski describes him, actually sounds very similar to some of the traits that that Shador has and possesses?
Nah, well,
from a football standpoint, not off the field or any of that other stuff.
Yeah. No, I think Dylan. I think him is kind of funny. We brought up Brock Purdy. I see him as number two for life, at best, you know. And in a third round, that's fine. I mean, you get number two. You know, I'm in Green Bay, and we have Brett Favre, the three-time MVP in 3 years in a row. And every year we took a quarterback, you know. So as a backup, of course, you know, Brett never missed any games, but. Yeah, I see him as a really good college quarterback. I see him as an average NFL quarterback.
Scott McLuhan on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So looking to the Browns draft in general, you get Mason Graham at 5. You get the UCLA linebacker at 33. Yep. Quinshon Judkins at 36. Harold Fannin Jr., the tight end, at 67. and then Dylan Sampson, the running back in the late fourth rounder. I'm just curious your thoughts on the rest of the Browns draft and if anybody specifically stood out to you.
I really like their draft. Really like it. I think they got some football players. You know,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Once you meet Graham, I'm sure you probably already have, he's the same guy every day. Every game you watch, he's the same guy. You go watch five plays, you go watch 55 plays. He's the same guy every play. And is he going to be great? Don't know. But he's going to be a starter, and he's going to be good, for sure. You know, the one that intrigues me is Fannin. I think he's got a chance to be something pretty dang good. Pretty dang good. You know, he can play inline, he can play flex, he can play H-back, he can play fullback. He's got really good ball skills. You know what? He's a really good athlete, and he's got speed. It's very interesting.
What do you think for the Browns' upcoming season? How many wins should a fan be looking at for this year, even though with the understanding that it's probably not going to go great?
I have no idea, bud.
Okay.
Depends who the quarterback is, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to play solid defense. You know that. But, yeah, it depends, you know, and the running game's going to be better since Chubb's out now. It's going to be better from the standpoint they got two young guys that are both pretty quality backs, you know. But you're going to have to take care of that quarterback no matter what.
So looking ahead, and I know we don't like to do this, but, you know, there's some thought that if the rookies don't hit this year, the Browns have two first next year. Have you done any kind of advance work on the 2026 class yet of quarterbacks?
Yes.
Who stands out this early?
Arch Manning.
Yeah. I've heard people like him.
No, he's legit, you know. And the thing about it, he's down in Texas with Sarkisian, and Sarkisian teaches a pro style offense. And no, but he's legit. You know, the kid, where's that? The kid at LSU, Neusmeyer. He's got a chance to get up in there too, but not number one. I think if Arch is going to be the first pick overall in the whole draft, and not just the first overall quarterback. But after that, I have people, you know, people I talk to that I trust and they know football, saying it's going to be a good draft. It's going to be a real good draft.
Love to hear that. Oh, go ahead, Scott.
You don't need to worry about it. You got your guy.
That's right.
We have Sherry.
Right. We're good. That energy. Scott, really great stuff, man. You were so generous with your time, and you got back to us in like record time, so we appreciate you, man.
You guys are welcome very much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Scott McLuhan there. Long
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.